The tortoise and the hare. The hare was known throughout the animal kingdom to be fleet of foot and for reflexes that were quicker than the eye. To watch the hare dart through a field and make his way with ease through the thickest of brambles and thorns was a thing of beauty to behold. But the beauty of the hare's athletic grace also gave him a very big head. He bragged and boasted constantly about his great speed and his ability to outrace any of the other animals. Many was the time he tried to drum up a wager that he could win any foot race, but none of the other animals would dare to compete for fear of losing. One spring day, when the hare was especially full of himself, he boasted that not once had any other animal taken up a contest against him, and that he was the all-time speed champion of the forest. Much to the shock and surprise of all the other animals, including the hare, the tortoise raised up his hand and said, "Sir Hare, I will take up your challenge and will race you however you say." Now, the tortoise was a nice and easygoing fellow and a dependable friend to have, but he was not known for his speed or quickness at anything, much less racing. Why, it took him most of the morning just to come out of his shell. "Surely you speak in jest," said the hare, whose tongue was just as quick as his feet. "I can run circles around you, brother tortoise. If we race, I can assure you that you will be providing laughter for the entire forest for many months to come. How is it you think you can possibly best me in a foot race, brother tortoise?" "Unlike you, Sir Hare, who often acts before you have thought something through, I have a concentrated mind and know how to pursue a single thing. You are all movement and no action, my friend." "I understand not your words, my slow-footed opponent," said the hare, "so let's not waste any more of them. Let's race." "Here is the start and finish line," he said, as he drew a line across the footpath. "I propose we start here and finish here. We shall run 3 laps around the pond, and the first to finish across the line, which of course will be me, shall be the winner, the champion, the fastest animal in the forest. Are we agreed?" "Yes," said the tortoise in his slow and deliberate way. Although it took several minutes for the tortoise to make his way to the starting line, he finally inched his way there as the hare, always impatient, stood with his arms folded, tapping his foot in anticipation. The fox started them off. "Ready, steady, go!" And off the hare shot like a ball from a musket, leaving a cloud of dust in the face of the tortoise. The tortoise had not gained 10 feet before the hare had completed his first lap and blew by the tortoise, sticking his tongue out and making rude noises as he passed. The tortoise merely kept on his journey, 1 foot at a time. The hare, barely before another breath could be taken, lapped the tortoise a second time, and as he passed, wiggled his cotton puff of a tail naughtily and sped on. "Why should I exert myself?" said the hare to himself, as he began to breathe just a bit harder from his running. "It will take the tortoise all afternoon to trace this path. I think I shall just lie under this shady tree for a spell to catch my breath, and when the tortoise passes, I shall have a clever remark ready for him that will give me yet another laugh." And so the hare nestled under a large, shady oak tree and was thinking of a good insult for the tortoise when his eyelids became heavy and sleep overtook him. As he lay there snoring and dreaming away, the tortoise passed him by with barely a glance in the hare's direction. Although it took him some time, the tortoise passed the hare a second time and began the slow trudge towards the finish line. When the hare snapped out of his slumber, came to his senses, and saw that the tortoise was only a few feet from the finish line, he sprang toward the footpath, and as he got closer and closer to the finish line, saw that the tortoise was a mere inch away from the win. Going as flat out as his feet would deliver him, the hare jetted down the footpath as fast as he had ever run. But it was to no avail. The tortoise crossed the finish line a split second before the hare. How in the world could a tortoise, the slowest creature on earth, beat a hare like me? Said the thoroughly dejected hare in defeat. "Slow and steady always wins the race," said the tortoise, with a knowing smile on his face.